what I was acquainted with was not mine. What I was acquainted with was not mine, but I took to it anyway. He ruined it with whiskey and scissors. We were inside the pitch black, and I reached for him, the rib cage leading up. I'm the one who applauded when sound was needed. There were people in the back room whose presence fit into a keyhole. The image of two people folding into each other, the world's music thumping deeper and more vital when the room was occupied, when he was even and sober, back talk between his lips and mine. Inside the lick of me, somewhere between the unsure and the smack, two birds were ransomed in my throat. Late at night, I welcomed him, offered him the hem of my skirt as if to say, pull here. He crushed me as he drank Grey Goose from the bottle, a mouth about to speak. There are rips and tears. I can hear it as a kind of calling. Mid-evening, it can be called a fever. Mid-sentence, it can be called a taste for danger. Open-mouthed, wanting, he unlaces her from her dress, the force of his hands that releases her from what binds her, the fragile stitch of an amateur's hand.